Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer. The presentation which J. Kumar Infra Projects has uploaded on the stock exchange and their website, including the discussions during this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning J. Kumar Infra Projects' business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual result could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Gupta, MD, J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of J. Kumar Infra Projects, I welcome everyone to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of the company. Joining me on this call is Mr. Nalin Gupta, MD, Mr. Madan Biyani, CFO, and our IR team. I hope everyone had an opportunity to look at our results. The presentation and press release have been uploaded on stock exchanges and our company's website. There is an air of sustained optimism in India, even as the world grapples with economic uncertainties. The government has adhered to its infrastructure-driven growth path and continued with CapEx spending. Our performance trajectory over the last few years has been testimony of our disciplined approach and strong foundation. The health performance during Q1 FY24 reflects the depth of our execution capabilities. Our robust execution capabilities, coupled with strong repository of asset base, enabling efficient execution, reflected in strong execution revenue growth. We believe that the infrastructure growth story is shaping out well, and especially the urban infrastructure segment. Our sustained outperformance and order inflow has infused optimism and confidence to continue the outperformance alongside improvement in margin profile. The project awarding gained momentum during the current fiscal year. We have so far received orders worth 3,570 crores in current financial year, and we are L1 in projects worth more than 4,000 crores, which includes GMLR, that is Goregaon-Mulund Link Road Twin Tunnel Project, where our share is around 3,088 crores. We believe that the momentum will accelerate further in months to come, and we will be able to participate incrementally in the same. The company is at inflection point in terms of its corporate personality, strengthening its capacity and to sustain growth in terms of order book and overall performance. Well, coming to the performance highlights of Q1 FY24, the revenue from operations for Q1 FY24 grew by 14% to 1,131 crores as compared to 994 crores in the preceding year of Q1 FY23. The EBITDA for Q1 FY24 grew by 15% to 162 crores. EBITDA percentage stood at 14.3% as compared to 14.1% in the preceding year. The PBT for Q1 grew by 19% to 100 crores year-on-year, and the PAT for Q1 FY24 grew by 18% to 73 crores, as compared to 62 crores in the preceding year. Our total order book today stands at 14,351 crores, comprising of balance order book as on 30th June 2023, and receipt of LOI of Chennai Elevated Corridor from NHAI, amounting to 3,570 crores. Before taking the Q&A, we would like to emphasize that our robust execution capabilities, coupled with strong repository of asset base, enabling efficient execution, will translate into strong revenue growth as well as improvement in EBITDA margins in coming years. We are aggressively targeting projects which we believe will help us to maintain our current growth and margin profile. We are confident of being awarded projects in excess of 8,000 crores during the current fiscal year by FY24. The company has sufficient cash as well as unutilized working capital facilities to undertake large projects and also to ramp up execution of existing projects. Thank you so much. Now, we open it for question and answers, please.
Yes, thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. And congratulations on a very good set of numbers. So my first question is on the, of course, you have a solid order inflow for the quarter, and also you are L1 in one of the large order. So what is the order inflow you're looking at for the full year? Are you looking at a higher number now, given that we have won these two large, one NHAI order and this Mumbai derailer order?
Yeah, Mohit, we are looking for an order inflow of around 8,000 crore for this current financial year. Taking our order book to around 14,000 or by the year end of FY 20, 15,000 around by the year end of FY 24.
Okay, sir, and can you just let us know the Mumbai or the order inflow prospect in Mumbai city and also Mumbai city, Mumbai MMR, and also anything, any order prospect in the metro?
So there's huge opportunity for order inflow, Mr. Mohit. Let it be Mumbai MMR or other states of India. So MMR itself, like you know, there's this multimodal corridor which has come up. So like you know, it's Maharashtra itself like is coming up with more than 2 lakh crore of projects, which includes multimodal corridor, the Pune Ring Road, Nandurbar city tunnel project, the Versova to Dahisar coastal road project, the other flyover projects of Mumbai, MMR, metro. There are a lot of metro projects today also. If you must have seen in the paper, they have announced a 15,000 crore metro line from Bhiwandi. So the huge opportunity here in all sectors, whether it's metro, elevated underground, roads, flyovers, other building projects, they are supporting some. We already L1 in one building project in Delhi, so there are some more coming there. So I think opportunity is left and right, Mr. Mohit. So there is no dearth of opportunity, but we are just waiting to get the projects at the right number.
Understood. So my second question is on the fact that you're guiding for a $1 billion kind of number for FY27. Which is around 8,200 crore kind of top line, which implies that we need around 20% kind of CAGR in the revenues for the next four or five years. Is that, are you on track to achieve that, or do you think we need to diversify into more sectors to achieve this number?
Well, so I would say that firstly, this year's growth that we are expecting is what we have been saying around 15%. But from the coming 2 years, we should the financial year FY 25 and 26, we expect to grow at a year-on-year basis to around 18 to 20%, with these new orders coming up of around 8,000 crore. For GMLR in Chennai, this will start giving the revenue to us from the in FY 25 and onwards. So we are very comfortable, I guess, to say that we should be able to become a $1 billion revenue company by FY 27. And so, like the dollar rate that you are saying, this is of course one factor. Because when we gave a target 1 year back, it was around 78. So now it 75 to 78, and now it's gone up to 82. So our basic target is that we are very confident that we should be reaching to around 7,500 crores plus revenue by FY 27.
So do you need to diversify into other sectors, or do you think so what you are doing right now is good enough for you to achieve that number?
Well, so with the order book of around 14,800 crores as of today, and with the L1 being converted into the order book within a month's time is what we expect. With the deducting the revenue that we'll be generating for the FY24, we should be standing at an order book more than 15,000 crores. As we are already in the pipeline to bid projects worth more around 50,000 crores in this fiscal year, we are sure that we should be in a growing trend. So I don't find any problem with the next two financial years because we already have an order book of 15,000 crore as of today. So it should not be a problem for the top line for the next two years any which ways.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Kanodia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, am I audible?
Yeah, yeah, very much.
Yeah. So first of all, congratulations on a great set of numbers. So I just wanted to confirm a few numbers before I proceed with my questions. So you mentioned that you have an L1 of 4,000 crores, which includes GML or the Goregaon-Mulund Road of 3,000 crores, right?
Correct.
The bid pipeline you said is around 50,000 crore, correct?
There'll be bidding coming one year.
We'll be bidding. We have already bidded for projects worth around 3,700 crore for which the bids have been submitted. We are L1 in additionally 4,100 crore.
Okay. And what will be the bid pipeline? You are planning to bid for what worth of projects in this financial year?
So it all depends upon what is the bid submission dates. But anywhere, not less than 25,000 crores worth of bid is what we are expecting to bid. And we feel that we should be able to bag some reasonable size of orders out of it.
Oh, okay. And sir, with this, do you revise your FY24 revenue and margin guidance?
So for FY24, we don't intend to revise our top line. So it's what we have been projecting around 4,800 crores for FY24 because the new orders wouldn't be having a financial addition to the top line of the company in this fiscal year. But yes, from the current guidance of a growth of around 15% will be revised to around 18%-20% in the coming next two years.
Okay. Understood, sir. Sir, what would be your current fund-based and non-fund-based limits and also the utilization?
Fund-based, non-fund-based, and secondly, what do we have?
Utilization.
Fund-based and non-fund-based are the limits that you have currently and the utilization of the same.
So yeah, we have fund-based limits of 635 crores, wherein utilized is 62%, that is 392 crores. Term loan is 120 utilized. And non-fund is 3,200 crores, and utilized out of that is 80%, around 2,600 crores.
Sir, can you repeat the non-fund-based limits?
So sanctioned is 3,200 crores, and utilized is 2,600 crores, 80% of it.
Okay, sir. Understood. And sir, what was the cash balance as on June 30th?
What is?
Come back, please.
The cash balance.
Cash balance.
Cash balance. Yeah, cash and cash equivalents.
The total cash balance as on June 30th would be in the range of 451 crores.
400 crores, right?
Yeah.
451. Okay. Okay. So sir, last quarter, you mentioned that you are evaluating some of the bullet train projects. So sir, any kind of insights if you can throw on that? What is the preparedness and what is the kind of where are we standing in terms of bullet train projects as of now?
So the bullet train bid was opened, and we were L2 in it. So L&T got the order, and we were at L2. So the bids are already open, and we missed that opportunity. So we'll try for the next projects coming up.
What was the margin with which you would have missed that?
It is around 950 crores, which is close to, I should say, 5.5%.
Okay. Okay. Sir, those were my questions. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So just one question on the margin profile. So do metro projects have a higher margin profile than the other projects such as roads and flyovers? And if yes, what is the basis point difference in general?
GMLR project that we have taken is a very unique kind of project, so we have backed it at a better margin, and we intend that we should be adding up around 150 basis point in the next 2 years time.
Okay. And in general, just wanted to understand, so this 150 basis points also holds true if I look at overall metro projects that we have versus the other projects?
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Chira.
I'm saying that this 150 basis point that you mentioned, does it also hold true when we compare overall margins on the metro projects versus overall margins on the other projects?
Yeah, so the, we are talking about this overall margin only, Chirag. This is a mix of all the projects. Since like, you know, whatever area we work in a very niche area, this is a complex engineering project. So the margin here are comparatively better than the road, and so competition is also comparatively lower here. So we are maintaining this similar margin going ahead also.
Sure, understood. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and congratulations on great set of numbers and significant order win. Couple of questions. First, I need a clarity on Chennai elevated corridor. We are seeing it is 3,570 crore, but so are we going to, even where our share is 90%, are we going to execute the 100%? Because otherwise the difference is 3,400, so 170 odd crore difference is there.
Yeah, you are right, Shravan. So like, you know, the project cost is 3,570 crore, wherein in two projects we have JV, so 90% is our share. But we'll be executing 100% of the project, and like, you know, our JV partners will be giving technical guidance for the cable stay portion for us.
Okay, and then this project in terms of the revenue this year broadly, so when the appointed date, and broadly how much revenue will it contribute this year, FY24, or it will be the FY25 we will start booking the revenue?
So, of course, like, you know, we have already got the LOI, and in another 1.5-2 months, we should get the appointed date also after submission of PBG and signing of the agreement. So, in another 1 month, we'll get the orders, this appointed date, and we will get some part of the revenue in this current fiscal also from Chennai Elevated project. So, probably in the fourth quarter.
Okay, got it. Second, clarity needed in GMLR. So the project is in JV. So are we going to book revenue in standalone, or only the profit will come as a in standalone, or will it only be in console? It will be.
So we will be doing the job in an integrated JV, and the work, the profits will be transferred to the individual partners as and when the profit is generated.
And as per the accounting standard 7, the revenue, proportionate revenue of each of the JVs will come in their respective financials. Similarly, cost will also come, and automatically EBITDA, PAT, PBT tax, everything will come. This is very routine, and it's called proportionate method of consolidation in terms of joint operation.
Okay, so at standalone, we will be seeing revenue from this JV.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And broadly, in terms of there, when will are going to start the booking the revenue, and in terms of the capex, I understand we need a bigger EBM, so broader capex. So what would be the share of our capex in the entire capex for this GMLR, and when are we going to do that capex? So with that, overall capex for this year at standalone and the next year.
So well, for this fiscal year, there won't be any major contribution as such for the revenue, and for the revenue generation would start only from FY25, and that is next year. And for the capex, we are working out the numbers, but yes, there will be a sizable capex for the additional TBMs that is required for this project, and it will be done in the next 2 financial years.
But broadly, it would be a 200-300 crore kind of a one TBM needed, or two TBM we will be needing?
So there will be two TBMs required, and it will be so one machine will be on each partner's books.
Okay, and broadly 200 to 50 crore or even higher than that?
Larger machine, so we are negotiating the price on it.
Okay, okay, okay. Got it. And second, in terms of the margin, when we say in the presentation, we have definitely increased from 14 to 15% to 15 to 16. And just now in the previous reply, we said that we are looking at improvement of 150 basis point. So if I look at from 14.3% plus 150, so kind of a 16.5% kind of a margin. Sorry, sir.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I am saying, so this year we will be having a close to 14.5%, and from next year we can see a 16% plus kind of a margin. Is that understanding right?
So, Shravan, like, you know, as we told, we are in the range of 14 to 15%, all the secured projects also with this margin. We are on the verge, like, we want to improve this margin going forward. Let's see, like, you know, coming year onwards, how much it will increase. But we are on the verge of increasing these margins going forward. Yeah. I cannot see the exact numbers, but, like, you know, of course, it will be improved.
Okay, okay. Got it. And second, clarification needed. Last time we said that we are in L1 in, I think, 490 or two projects. So, and currently, how much exact value and how many projects are there? So, apart from the GMLR, what's the value of L1 project?
So there are four projects which costing around 4,100 crores. We include GMLR, that is 3,088 crores. So there is one building project, development of colony at Harinagar, Delhi, by Delhi Transport Corporation, costing 536 crores. This all excluding GST. There is one metro line 2B corridor station finishing work that's costing 100 crores. And one flyover of the missing link flyover at JVLR by MMRDA that is costing 380 crores, taking it to 4,000 crores.
Okay, okay. Then if we broadly convert this 5,000 crore this, so then we should be easily seeing, as you mentioned, more than 8,000. Maybe if we get up any large project, then the inflow could be even 10,000 odd crore.
So that's what we are told, in excess of 8,000 crores for this year.
Okay, okay. And broadly, if you can help us in terms of this 25,000 odd crore that we are confident to beat, broader breakup in terms of any large projects, that would help.
Yeah, like out of this 25,000 what we are saying, so flyover elevated corridors will be around 6,000-7,000 crores. Building works will be around 3,000 crores, metros will be around 6,000 crores, and road works will be around 9,000 crores, and water projects will be around 2,000 crores.
Okay, 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 got it. And need a couple of data points on the balance sheet. Inventory, trade receivable, trade payable, then the mobilization, retention, and unbilled revenue.
Inventory is in the range of 970 crores. This includes raw materials, WIP, and both. And trade payables.
In March, the inventory were 393 crore, and now it is 900 crore.
No. The one figure which you are saying is raw material stock. That was approximately 370 crores in March. And now it is around 430 crores in June. I have told you the total inventory, which includes work in progress also. That is 969 crores as of 30th June.
Okay. Trade receivable?
Trade receivable is in the range of 1250 crores as of 30th June. And trade payable is in the range of 640 crores.
640 crore. Mobilization advance, retention money, and unbilled revenue. The last question. Mobilization, retention, and unbilled revenue.
Mobilization advance is in the range of 532 crores. Retention money asset side is in the range of 267 crores.
Unbilled revenue?
Unbilled revenue is 533 crores.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we request you to please restrict your questions to 3 questions per participant. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question. First question is, what is the execution period for the GMLR project?
5 years.
5 years, great. And second, would be great if you could share the status of some of our major projects, like all the metro lines that we are doing in Mumbai, Pune, Surat, and the CIDCO projects, etc. Thank you.
So, well, all the projects are now in rail track because they are like 1.5 year old or 3 years old projects. So, projects are picking up well, fine, and they are in full swing. And we have already launched the TBM at Mumbai, Surat, and Delhi. And all the 3 machines will be starting in 1 to 2 months time.
Great. Thanks. That's it from my side, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Agarwal from UTI Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations, Kamalji, for the 2 other wins. My first question is, how the margin profile and the working capital profile of these 2 large projects differ from our existing business? Is it similar, or you find them little different?
So you're talking about the margin profile between smaller and bigger projects, right?
Yes, and also working capital.
Yeah. So working capital depends upon, like, you know, your type of project. So wherein, like, at times, you know, if your milestone payments, the working capital goes up. But usually, if it is a big or small project, it does not matter about working capital. And when we are bidding for these bigger projects, ticket size projects also, you do consider that optimization of the other overheads, my dear, when you are quoting for small and big. For smaller projects, the overhead cost goes much higher as compared to the bigger projects, ticket size projects. So that's part of, like, the quoting overhead thing. So, you know, margin-wise, it will be similar for bigger ticket size projects also. But of course, your credentials goes up, so you are in a position to bid for bigger ticket size project going forward also, once you complete it.
Okay. Like in metro, you used to invest a lot in raw materials, etc., which used to lead to higher working capital. Do you think similar investments will happen in these 2 large projects?
Correct. So, at least in GMLR, that will be that way, wherein the material cost will be less and the associate cost will be much higher. So, for this underground project, the material cost is lower and the associated costs are high. And for this elevated, the material cost is also similar to other small projects.
Okay, okay. The other question I had, as you mentioned, Goregaon Mulund project will be executed in a JV structure. So how there would be a demarcation of the liabilities or efficiency gains between you and your partner? Suppose there is a delay or cost overrun on the partner stretch, would it impact JKumar also? Or other way around, if there are efficiency gains by JKumar, would it also to be shared with the partner?
Well, so when the project is executed in an integrated style, there is a leader who has been appointed by the joint venture, and the work is supervised by the JV board. So there is no question of the delay being attributable of one partner to the other, because it's a joint project, because though it's 2 tunnels, but it has to be operated from the same shaft. So it's very difficult to be executed as 2 individual partners. So as the JV board, we have decided we'll be going in for an integrated joint venture where the entire work will be executed by a common team. So there is no reason why one delay of one person is attributable to the second. And we at JKumar, we are experienced contractor with tunneling and underground jobs. So we are very, very sure that this project will go on at the required speed. And we have started the initial planning and the procurement processes for calling in for quotations. Once we get the LOI, we will be on the field, full-fledged.
Okay, okay. The reason, another question here is, because the partner actually operates at a much lower margin than our margin profile. So does it mean at a project level, our margin profile would be looking lower than the company average, or do you think that we still be able to maintain that company average margin?
Are you talking about the margin for GMLR?
Yes.
Yeah, so GMLR project has been bidded in a joint bidding process where the margin of J. Kumar for this type of project, where we have been executing it for the almost like last 10-11 years, so we have kept similar margins in this project. So there is no question of having any impact on the margin for J. Kumar onto our share of project.
Okay, okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dipen Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. I had a couple of broader questions. Firstly, on the overall infrastructure, we have been hearing that, you know, the execution lines have picked up. So if you could just give us some more idea on what has changed from the government side, both as far as the central government is concerned and more importantly, the Maharashtra government or the state governments are concerned. And I am asking you more specifically on the new projects, which is the Goregaon project, which we have got, as well as the Chennai project. What is the proportion of land acquisition, etc., which has been done from the government side, and is there any potential for delays which could happen?
So, coming to the government thing, so yes, we all know that BJP is for infra. So, like, you know, and now since center and state both are aligned, the pace of the projects have really gone up.
Okay, yes.
And as the government has kept their promise of infusing more funds or more capex spending in infra. So, like, you know, that's why to meet the targets of the GDP. And as you also know, the infrastructure sector is the second largest employment generation sector. So, you know, that helps to all industry. Coming to the land acquisition, the Chennai project has already like 90% of the land in position. There's a minor 4-6% area what they have to take. So, the appointed date will be given as because 90% of the land is in position. So there is no issue of land acquisition in Chennai.
As far as GMLR is concerned, with the information that we have from the department, all the environmental permissions and the requisite permission of forest, everything is in place. And now once we get onto the project, we'll come to know into more detail. But what is very important to understand here is, except the 1.6 kilometer cut and cover ramp on the Goregaon side and around 300 meters cut and cover ramp on the eastern side of Mulun is only which is going to be affected with trees or some permissions. When you talk about the entire length of 4.8 kilometer, which is by tunnel boring machine, it won't have any implication with once we enter it from the cut and cover side. We don't need any permission for the 4.8 kilometer because the preliminary means the permission for passing through the forest or taking the tunnel below 8 by TBM has already been taken by the corporation, which has been clarified during the pre-bid meeting.
Okay. That's great to hear. And just one more thing, like with the general elections next year coming up, any indications of whether, you know, the work could speed up in the next couple of quarters before cooling down in the last quarter? Or what has been the general experience, you know, of the project execution during times of elections?
Well, so I would say that let it be any election time, all the governments or all the political bodies, which has been proven, Maharashtra is a classical example to understand this fact, where there has been change of guards happening, but every time with whoever has come, infrastructure execution has been as the primary motto for all the political parties to show that they have done good job for the state. So we don't find any reason why there should be any why any implication as to negative side should happen, and it should go on at the full swing. And we have a continuous pressure from the department and from the you know, the heads of the political party to push the work as much as possible to ease the traffic of every state. So I think the work is going on in well, good controlled manner, And we should see the same happening during the elections as well.
Exactly. So that's what I was coming to. I was talking about the increased pressure on execution over the next couple of quarters before the code of conduct steps in. But anyway, thank you. Thank you and all the very best to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hemant, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on a very good set of numbers and thank you for providing me the opportunity. I just wanted one clarification. The 3,570 crores, the order which we have secured till date, it's in JV. So is it fair to assume that it will only be added to the bottom line as per the accounting standards and not on the top line? And one more thing, sir, are you being a little bit conservative in guiding 15% for 24? Because what the company is targeting is 8,000 crores of order inflow in FY24.
So if you see, Mr. Hemant, out of this 3,570 crores, only the JV portion is 178 crores something, right? And as I told you, that will be executed by J. Kumar only. They will be giving us technical guidance for some cable stay portion also only. So entire this thing, top line as well as the bottom line will be coming in J. Kumar book only. So there is no concern about that. And coming to the growth of FY24, as Nani was also telling you, so we have given a target of 4,800 crores, okay? So which will be a 15% jump than our preceding year. And we are sure to achieve this, maybe like, you know, as we say, we always like to say less and deliver more. So let's see how it goes.
See, the new order books that, Hemant, that you are trying to emphasize on, these order books would start contributing only from FY25 in the right way. So whether it is GML or whether it is Chennai, it won't start giving revenue in the current fiscal year. Because there are a lot of preliminary works that are required to be executed for any project to start and to get revenue for the top line.
So, sir, the 4,000 crores of order where we are in L1, it's some part of how much we have must be in JV, right? So how much portion will be added to the bottom line? I mean, how much of it will be not added to the top line?
Hemant, this 4,100 crore which we told you is completely our share.
Okay.
We have told you only our share only. The total order size is bigger than that. Like the GMLR. GMLR is a 6,300 crore project. So this entire 4,100 crore will sit into our P&L and balance sheet as and when the execution done.
So you meant to say that 3,570 crore as well as 4,100 crore will be added to the top line also? Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hello.
The line for the management seems to have disconnected. Please stay with us while we reconnect with the management. Gentlemen, we thank you for your patience. We have reconnected with the management. Over to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you meant to say that 4,000 crores and the 3,770 crores will be both added to the top line, right?
Exactly. In J. Kumar's books.
But sir, as per a media interview today, I saw that our share is 4,100 crores, 3,000 crores. Maybe I got it wrong or I don't know, sir.
See, I'll tell you again, like, you know, no confusion. We already secured projects worth 3,500 crores, all right? And we are L1 in 4,100 crores,
additionally.
Additionally, so which includes a project of GMLR which was costing 3,088 crores, which is our share of that project. The total project cost was 6,300. So plus other three projects, taking it to 4,100 crores, which will be in J. Kumar's book of accounts. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Kanodia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this follow-up opportunity. So on the, I needed three numbers. So on the capex fund, what is the capex that you would have incurred in the first quarter?
33 crores.
And sir, the guidance on capex, like for the full year capex, what is the amount that you are planning to incur?
Yeah, so we have given an initial guidance of 150 crores, which will be incremental maintenance capex. But because of these two projects of Chennai and GMLR, there will be additional capex. Like as Nalin told you, the TBM cost only will be big, so that will go in 2 years. Plus, even the Chennai project will have some additional capex. So I think for this year it will be around 250 crores, and going forward again, like you know, it will be like so this CBM which will be added. Like let's see what is the amount we are able to finalize with those guys. So that will be adding in another 2 years, coming 2 years.
Okay, sir. And sir, the amount of debt that you are planning to close by the year end would be.
So right now we are at 511 crores. As we always say, like you know, it will max 550 to 600 crores by the year end.
500 to 600, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And sir, what would be your target for working capital days, like and usual days? What is the target for year end working capital days?
So we are now at 126-127 days, and we always try to we were trying like you know to do it by 120 to 120 30 days, so like you know average of 125 days.
Okay, understood. Those are my questions. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nikhil.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question and congratulations on good set of numbers. So my first question is on the EV part. So you said obviously there is a resolution of this which is happening in the joint venture. But sir, what would be the mix?
Can you just repeat?
Can you be little my first question is on the joint venture project, obviously GMLR. So it is in joint venture with NCC. So I just want to understand the mix of execution. Because as you have given, you will be doing the work together. But what will be the mix like? What is the portion of NCC in that project will be executing? Whether they will be doing the complex work or they will be doing a routine work of, you know, constructing the road, and you will be doing the more complex work of, you know, tunneling and anything. And what kind of margin you will have because of the complexity and the capex? As you said, you will be doing capex also in your books. So how does it work? Can you please explain in detail?
So Jiten, this, as we have mentioned, that this work is an integrated joint venture where there will be JV board of both the parties who will be running this project, and there will be a common project head, common resources, staff and machineries that will be deployed on this project, and the work will be executed, everything as integrated project, as a single project by a single company. So it will be only the decision making which will be coming in by both the partners, depending on the calls that we are supposed to take. But otherwise, this project will be executed as one project by one company. So the JV will be like one company taking the decisions and executing. So it is nothing like one person will be executing the tough part and the other will be doing the easy part.
So basically, you mean to say you will be forming a joint venture company, step down, where you will be having a stake in it, and NCC will having a stake in it. We will be investing in initial equity to support the capex and to get the things going. So this capex of 250, certainly as if the TBM comes for this, you buy the TBM machine for this project for the next year, year after, which can cost anything 100 to 200 crores. So
yeah,
this will be part of the JV, and it will be borne both by NCC and J. Kumar, and probably. So how it will work like that? The only thing.
Yeah, so it will be purchased in joint venture, and by the, after the end of the project, the machines will be either sold off or will be transferred to each partner by doing a requisite billing at the depreciated value.
So you will be requiring two machines from either side, what I understand is.
Two machines together, one machine from either side, you can say, or it's two machines for the project.
Two machines from together from both the sides.
Yeah, because it is a tailor-made machine of a particular dia. It is India's largest tunnel ever being constructed by a tunnel boring machine. So we at J. Kumar feel pride that we have taken up this job and we'll be executing this large tunnel. And so this is not available anywhere in the country of this specific diameter which has been required for the project. So we have to make it and buy it in the joint venture.
So this would be costing what? Like a machine would cost how much? 150 crore or it could be still higher?
We are around in the range of 600 to 700 crores for two machines put together.
Oh, this is like a large capex which we can expect in 25 and 26, then.
Yes, that's right.
Almost 300 crores each on your books and if at all it's a 50-50 JV, then it would be
yes,
like that.
That's right.
And coming back to the projects which you are planning to build in joint venture. So, what are the plans now? Are you going to be steady state with NCC and bid for complex projects like large ticket projects? Or there are plans to now, you know, build independently? Obviously, you have given the insight that L1 is your independent. But are there any JV projects which you are planning in coming months and then NCC is going to be a steady state JV partner? For large exposure, can you just throw some light or thought behind it, sir?
So mostly we will like to bid all the projects on a standalone basis of J. Kumar itself. We joint ventures are strategic calls that are being taken depending upon the nature of work. But most of the projects that we are planning to bid in this coming time would be on a standalone basis of J. Kumar.
Okay, so now going forward, we don't see any JV bidding, right?
I don't see
any such projects.
But it depends on the project. If it is required, it's a different thing. But as of now, we feel that it will be all in J. Kumar as of now.
Okay. And sir, one last question from my side. So, your experience in terms of ordering activity during the election year. So, how has been in the past? Whether we could see some ordering in Q4. Obviously, we have seen slowdown from the road sector, especially in the roads. But whether we can we see... Can we see, you know, pick up in non-roads, especially like, you know, the tunneling machine or the metro work from the state or this in Q4? Do you see that thing to continue or we will see some, you know, blackouts probably from February, January onwards?
So we had replied this point even before in this Q&A that there are lot and lot of opportunities all across the country. It's only now what we have to select. Like recently we have bidded for Kanpur Metro, we'll be bidding now for Jaipur, Bhopal, we'll be bidding for various projects in Mumbai. There are very, for metros, for flyovers, for tunnels, for water projects, for building projects. So there are...
I agree with you. Sorry to harp on it.
So for the election time, the couple of months, there will be, like, you know, you cannot float new tenders, but the tenders which are already floated, so that can use that due process of, like, you know, calling the RFP and evaluating, all this can be done. So they cannot float wherever, which state, whichever state has this election, for that 1.5 months around, like, you know, you cannot float new tenders. That's the only constraint.
So if at all our order inflow target is achieved by, say, November, December, probably then we would skip or we will continue, but at our rate, that is something which I understand.
We will continue bidding like one of the projects. So whatever projects come of our choice and our verticals, we will keep bidding for that. There's no doubt.
Right, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, can you help us in terms of breakup of 3,700 crore projects where we have already bidded and bid is yet to be opened?
Okay. So, these are like, you know, two NH projects of Mumbai, Delhi or Mumbai-Vadodara Expressway in JV. So, the two projects are these. Then, there are some small projects of, like, you know, FOB and ROB, We also bid it for this Kanpur Metro, which is costing 1,000 crores. We also quoted for a building project, PWD building project in Okhla, Delhi, which is costing around 500 crores.
Okay, so these two NH projects would be close to 1,000 crores each kind of.
900 and 600 of our share. So, you know, 1,500, 1,000 crores is Kanpur Metro, 500 is this, so taking it to 3,000, but that's smaller. Other projects taking it to 3,500.
Okay, okay, got it. And in terms of the existing projects, just trying to understand, though we last time have mentioned, so both this line 3 underground, this will be over, so by this year end.
Yeah, so line 3, we have completed 88% of this project of line 3 is already completed. And the MMRC is contemplating to start this operation of this first phase from Sheets to BKC by early this year, so by end of this financial year, so like by February, so the project should be started, 25-24.
Okay, so from our side, in terms of the order book, we will be completing by this March, this should be over from our side.
Yeah, major part should be over, apart from some entry and exit where there were some issues. So all the station, other projects will be done, and couple of entry projects will spill over for a couple of months. Right.
Okay, and this both the Dwarka Expressway would be mostly would be also 95% kind of would be over by March end.
Correct. So Dwarka Expressway will be also 95% over by March. You're right. March, April.
Oh. Okay, and in terms of the Meera Bhayandar, so both underground and the normal, that from now onwards, how much more time it will take to complete?
So we expect around 1.5 years from now to complete these projects.
Okay, including the underground?
Yeah, so in the underground section also, means the tunneling would be completed in a year's time. We have launched both the TBMs and some arrangements for starting the tunnel. Actual driving is going on. So in a year's time, we will complete the tunneling work and the other works. Majority of the station work and other areas should also be completed like in 1.5, max 2 years time from now.
Okay, and then Delhi also, will it be in 1.5, 2 years will be over, the 1300 crore kind of order book that currently we have Delhi Metro?
Delhi would take around 2.5 years from now.
Okay, okay, and this ECON project, sir, it is not picking up. From now, how much more time will it take? Because already I think more than 1 year it is there, but hasn't picked up.
So ISCON, the appointed date was 19th Jan 23. So it's like, you know, it's only been 6-7 months, Shravan. It's not locked. It's not 1 year for the moment. And already the work is going on. All the 4 sites were open for the tunnel of 4.5 kilometers. The project is progressing really well. You know, and we are expected to complete it like well within time, so there's no problem.
Okay, okay, thank you, sir, and all the best.
In this quarter there was a revenue generation of 46 crores from ISCON project, this tunnel project.
Okay, and just to in terms of definitely for this year, we mentioned that date level will be 550 to 600 odd crore, but next year, even if we, let's say, do a higher capex, so routine maintenance plus 300 crore kind of for TBM, then also the debt level for next year also should not be rising from 600 odd crore.
Yeah, because of that term loan, whatever goes up slightly, the term loan part will add up.
The capex of this TBM will be in addition to 550-600. 550-600 is the current debt as of now.
So yeah, yeah. So
by then, because we'll be repaying also some term loan, we'll be repaying also some term loan, but this capex will be added up to that.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Gupta for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Well, I would like to thank once again to all of you for joining us on this call today. We hope we have been able to answer your queries. Please feel free to reach out to our CFO or IR team for any clarifications, feedback. Thank you so much all. Have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of J. Kumar Infraprojects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.